Okay, 11.
And then count to 10?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, before we talk about chess, I'd like to learn something about you.
Okay.
I'm going to ask a few general questions. And then you can ask me some questions too. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have one sister.
And what's her name?
Shireen.
Shireen. And how old is she?
She is 14.
And what else can you tell me about her?
She just had a birthday. She loves snowboarding. She goes every weekend. She started about 4 months ago. She doesn't do any other sports. She just goes snowboarding and she does karate.
Wow. And do you have any pets at home?
I have one guinea pig.
Really? Can you tell me about the guinea pig?
She usually just stays in her little igloo. She loves her vitamins. And every morning she'll come out squeaking for her vitamins. And she also loves coming outside and eating all the grass and I don't feel lawn.
And do you have a favorite TV show or movie?
I just watch any sports on TV, whenever they're on.
Can you tell me a little bit about any of them?
Well, I like the Oregon Ducks for basketball and football. And then for any professional sports, I'll just like the team as close to Eugene.
Do you like to read books or magazines? And if you do, which ones?
Every week I get the magazine Sports Illustrated. And we have to read Harry Potter for class, so I just read that, and I'm going to start reading the whole series of it.
And do you want to ask me anything?
No.
Okay, now I'd like to ask you about chess.
Okay.
And tell me, how long have you played chess? How many?
I learned how when I was like 3 or something, but I actually started playing in, I think it was kindergarten.
So, how, you were 3 then, when you started to play?
Well, when I first learned how, but in kindergarten I started, so I was probably 5.
And who taught you to play chess?
Oh, my dad.
And do you have a chess rating? And if you do, what is it?
Oh, I think it's around 12.
Do you have a chess coach or a teacher?
Yeah, Jerry. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about?
He, in elementary school, the chess club after school, he'd always run that, and there'd be an advanced club and the beginner club, and so he would always take the lower club, and then he'd just have his son or another helper help out for us in the advanced club. And then this year in sixth grade, he had his son be our coach for at chess wing.
So you do belong to a chess club? Which one?
I think it's called Chess Wings.
And how often do you play chess in a typical week?
Once a week. Every Wednesday.
And who do you play with the most?
Oh, whoever's at chess club that week.
And can you name any famous chess players?
Anand, Kasparov, Karpov, Ponomaryov, everyone who ends with off.
Can you tell me about one of them?
What's his name? Topalov, he's a very tactical player, and Kasparov, a very defensive player, and I think he just retired, but he was world champion, I think twice now. And he just beat Topalov, who was the best in the world.
Do you ever play chess on a computer?
I used to, but I don't know.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I had, I don't remember what it's called, but it was a game for beginners, and you could do anything, like any kind of tactics or like forks or anything that you wanted to. Or you could play a little game against a computer that's not very good. You could play against someone really bad or better. So yeah, I just play on that.
And now, can you tell me why you enjoy chess?
Well, I have no clue. I just started young and I've liked it ever since.
Hey, I'm not too familiar with Jess. You probably know a lot more than I do, so I'd like you to explain some things to me. First of all, how many people can play chess at one time?
Well, on the same board only two, but in like tournaments there's a bunch of different boards, so two on every board, so there could be 200 people in the same tournament.
So I've heard of simultaneous matches, and do you know what that is, and can you explain that to me?
That's probably just like the tournaments where there's more than one game going on at the same time.
Tell me about the different pieces and how they're supposed to move.
Well, first thing, the rooks. They both start out in the corner, and they can move vertically or horizontally. Mm-hmm. That's all, any length. And then there's the knights. They move in an L in any direction. They can move in an L. And beside that is the bishops. They can move diagonally. And then there's the queen and the king. And the first one, and the king can move one square at once in any direction. And the queen can move any amount of squares in one direction. And first one to capture the king.
Now can you tell me about the goals of chess? In other words, what are the players trying to do?
Capture the king.
Now can you tell me the rules that players need to follow? In other words, can you tell me everything you can think about a game of chess that someone who's never played before would know so that they could know how to play?
Oh. So, fair amount of rules. Let's see. You need to know how the pieces move, and if you don't, that's illegal. If your king is being attacked, you have to move it out of that. And if you can't, you have to block it. And if you can't, you have to take the piece that's attacking your king. If you can't, then you lose because you're in checkmate. You can't move anything. You can't move a piece that a piece is attacking your king. Can't think of anything else. Just do what your pieces are allowed to.
Okay. Now if you tell me what a player should do in order to win a game. In other words, what are some key strategies that every player, good player, should know?
Some spatial advantage. So you want your pawns farther up, so you have more space to attack. Usually you want your bishops out, so they can attack more easily than if they're in close. And knights, if it's in a closed position, you'd rather a knight, and if it's in an open position, you'd rather a bishop. And if it's neither, then they're worth the same. What was the question?
What are some key strategies that every good player should have?
Start with a pawn move almost always, unless you're doing a pawn opening. Yeah, castle. Always need a castle. It's important for king protection. Look at the position before you move so you know what you can do and what your opponent can do. That's about it.
Okay. How long does it usually take to play a game of chess?
Well, it depends who you play. Some people play really slow and some people play fast. But it usually takes from 20 minutes at very least to maybe an hour and a half. When you get a lot better, like a grandmaster, they take 5 hours a game.
What makes a game last a long time?
Well, often when you move slowly, obviously, and if you trade off a lot of pieces before you can checkmate the king, so then there's only like a king and a couple pieces left. And there's obviously been more moves to take them. So just the more moves, then the longer the game will.
So what makes a game end quickly, or be short?
If you have a really good tactic at the beginning, or close to the beginning, it's probably going to be short again.
Do you know how to use a chess clock?
Yes.
Can you tell me about it?
Well, some games, you'll start with 30 minutes on each side. Some you'll start with longer, and after you move the piece, you hit the clock, and then the other person's time will start going down. So then once they move, then they will hit the clock. And if you get to zero before you're done the game, you lose.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about chess?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks again for talking with me today. You've been really helpful. I've enjoyed working with you. So now I'd like to give you a souvenir pen from the University of Oregon, and I have a gift certificate.
Okay.
Okay, and thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay.